And we have the special opportunity to welcome a legend on Andrew Burnett and Friends, Mr. Calvin Simon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. God has blessed me in so many ways I can't stand it.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the award you received on Saturday.
It was the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys, which is one of the highest awards you can get in your field. And it was amazing. And at the time we started this thing 60 years ago, I wasn't even thinking about all the accolades that we were receiving. We were too busy just enjoying what we were doing.
That's amazing. So what would you say inspired you to begin your career in music?
What inspired me is I was raised in the church. And ever since I was 5 or 6 years old, I can remember being excited about just being in church, the excitement of, you know, church in Christ. You know, there's a lot of movement in that church during Sunday services and whatnot. And I just got involved in it with the music and watching how people express themselves and the spirit would hit them. And that has stuck with me my whole life and is even better and more prevalent today.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about your current project that just came out, I Believe.
I Believe, to me, I just wanted everybody to know that I believe in him, and I believe that he believes in me. And when you got that kind of combination going on, and you know you've been accepted into the family of Jesus Christ, that's worth more and make me feel better than any award or accolade I could possibly receive, because I have been promised eternal life. And let me tell you, that is a great feeling to know that you've been accepted by Jesus Christ and that he lives within you.
I tell you what, my friend, I preached a sermon one time that says, if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing.
You got that right.
I tell you what, Jesus is the greatest joy you'll ever have.
Nothing can replace that feeling. No drugs, no alcohol, no women, no anything, no money, no gold. Anything that can repeat and make you feel as good as this feeling that I have, knowing that Jesus Christ is in my life, because there's not a drug that can duplicate that.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about who your earliest influences in gospel music would be.
My earliest would be Sam Cooke and Ray Charles, because I had an opportunity to meet them when I was 13 years old. And Sam Cooke was with the Soul Stirrers at the time, and he was doing a song called Mary, Don't You Weep, and Nearer, My God, to Thee. And him and I were talking because I was on the program that night with my little group because we opened up the show. And he told me, he said, look, man, he said, I got some new music ready to come out. It's going to be coming out soon. It's going to be a little different than what I'm doing right now. He said, but it'll be out pretty soon. And shortly after that is when You Send Me came out. And I don't know, I was just in love with his voice. I was just in love with Ray Charles' voice, and especially the way he played that piano.
That's amazing. So who would you say would be some of your inspirations today that have helped you along the way in ministry?
Well, you know, my ministry, well, I call it music a ministry because I don't consider myself as being a minister, but I do the ministry through my music. And my pastor has been a real inspiration to me because he explains things to me. And Reverend Fruit is my pastor out of West Virginia at Sky Baptist Church. And one of my earliest people that really got me involved in the music industry, I remember when I was a little kid, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years old, and we had just recently got a TV in our neighborhood. We were one of the first people to get one. And I remember seeing this man was so eloquent, and his name, you know, Nat King Cole was the first image that I saw that really affected me, because I saw this beautiful man there with his tuxedo on and playing his piano, and man, just had so much class. It just, that was my introduction into the music industry and my dream of what I wanted to do with my life, and that was to be an entertainer, singer, and writer.
That is so awesome. So if there was a listener listening in and they loved your project, I Believe, if there was one message that you would want for them to convey, what would you want it to be?
Well, I just want them to know that you have to believe and you have to invite Jesus Christ into your life. Because if you don't invite him into your life, he will stand beside you until judgment day and will not enter. You have to give him an invitation to come into your life. And I am so grateful that I was able and had that opportunity to do so. And my life has just been so, my cup has been run over ever since. And it was one of the best things and the happiest things that I've ever done in my entire life. And my CD, I Believe, is a tribute to him to let him know that I believe in him for all the things that he's done for me and all the things he brought me through. And the promise that he made to me, which I know would never change because his word would never change, is that he was going to prepare a place for us, and I want to see it.
Ain't that what it's all about?
Say again?
I said, isn't that what it's all about?
That's what it's all, that's what life is all about. And it's the simplicity of life is what it all, what it's all about. And all he wants us to do is treat each other the way we wish to be treated.
And you
and
know,
if you
people
do that,
make
and you do everything
so
within
difficult.
Love, that's number, that's the key. Doing everything in love. Because there's a whole lot of power in love and forgiveness. You'll be surprised at what weight it will lift off of you when you can forgive someone and love someone. It's a beautiful thing.
So you've been performing in music all your life. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you have actually done from the Parliament Funkadelic to what you do today.
Well, you know, it's amazing because going from Parliament Funkadelic, which we started with them in 1955, and five strangers came to a city, and we all came from different places, but we were all looking for the same dream. And I call it divine intervention because there's no way all five of us could have come from different places at the same time with the same dream. And to be able to go through that whole thing and to do our own thing and to have the industry create a whole new category for us so that we would fit into it, you know, that was something amazing within itself. But then you think about all the good things and the bad things that happened to you along the way. Other groups that you produced, other people that you wrote for, all these things. But you know what? None of that gives me the satisfaction of this CD, I Believe. Because this CD to me is a personal tribute to my Lord and Savior. And I had promised him after I had that heart attack that I would spend the rest of my days serving him. And that's going to be my message. And so as long as I can continue to breathe, that's going to be my message, is serving him and spreading the word of what he's done for me. Because if he's done it for me, he can do it for you too. All you got to do is ask him to come into your life.
Amen. So during that time that you had your heart attack, as you were sharing, was there a promise from God's word that you held on to that helped you get through that trial?
Well, yes, it was, and the promise not only in his word, but it is the promise that I made to him, because when I was there to fly a medical helicopter in to take me to get my operation, that's how bad it was. But as we were descending on the hospital, I remember telling God that if he bring me through that, I would spend the rest of my days serving him. And he said, well, you would never, ever be alone. All you have to do is call on him, and he will be with you forever. And that's the only real father that I've ever known in my whole life, because I spent almost 55 years looking for my father, which I only seen once in my life. But once I committed to Christ, and he became my Lord and Savior and my Heavenly Father, man, I got somebody I can talk to, and I can pray to, and get guidance from. And that is a feeling that I can't even put this in a bottle, because if I could, I would be able to sell it.
Well, Mr. Simon, it is such an honor to have you here on the show today. We appreciate what you do, and I just thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you, and you have a good day now.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.